The Piano Matters is supported by Jacobs Music in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, the area representative of Steinway & Sons for new and previously owned Steinway pianos. More information is available at jacobsmusic.com. This is David Duvall, glad to be with you for another new edition of The Piano Matters. I have much that you will want to hear with 9 very fine pianists. I have a live performance of the E major sonata with Rex Ahan, Shura Tchaikovsky, Franz Kleidat, Horowitz. It's going to be a great ride. In Norman O.E. Brown's book, Love Body, it was written around 1967, he has this to say: in the deepest level of the unconscious, we find not fantasies, but telepathy. That is to say, the deepest and still unconscious level of our being is not modeled on the dream, in which fission, duplication, is the basic mechanisms, and in which we have withdrawn from the world in this state. It's a second world of visual images projected. Do read Norman Brown. Oh, he must have lived, I think, till about 10 years ago. His most discussed book is his first book, which is called Life Against Death. Let's begin with Dino Lopati, the great Hungarian pianist who was early slaughtered by leukemia, age 33. He is a poet of the piano. What we'll hear is a famous piece, Opus 69, number 2 in B minor. Yes, it's The Waltz. And here is Dinu. Thank you. Oh, such an aristocratic reading of the B minor waltz. So classical, no excess, straightforward. Chopin, purebred. Oh, and what would Chopin have thought of Lopatti? These questions are wonderful, but will never be answered. This is The Piano Matters, and remember, if it's a good book, it doesn't reveal its secrets in one reading. That I found out many times. In my opinion, I think most of our reading is such trivial stuff, these popular magazines. I try occasionally to read an article. Starts out okay, but it can all be said usually in about a paragraph. Maybe it's because I'm a snob, or maybe it's because I've gotten used to only the excellent. As for newspapers, people that read them are often actually addicted to them. I was asking a colleague at Juilliard why he every day has to read through the Times. He says he has done it for 30 years. It's an addiction. Don't care what is happening. I say what the poet Auden said. If there's anything bad, I will know about it. Anyway, literature remains news, Ezra Pound said. Bad music, that's another thing. Oh, how can you escape it? Here is Mozart's Adagio from the K-488, his 23rd piano concerto. Horowitz recorded it in Milan late in his life, and I remember that very well because I was with him often, in fact, every Wednesday for 3.5 years, and never once did I not hear him play except one time when I said, "I can't do it, maestro, I am so tired tonight." He said, "Oh, stay and listen to the news." I said, "I can't even do that." And here is the La Scala Orchestra, the conductor no less than that extraordinarily handsome Italian, Carlos Maria Giulini. Thank you. And that was the slow movement marked adagio of Mozart's K-488, the 23rd piano concerto in A major. But the movement is in F sharp minor. And that, of course, is an extraordinary thing. It's a beautiful key. And I wonder why, really, why did Mozart never use it in his whole life except in this movement? Well, there are hundreds of movements in Mozart. Think of it. In these divertimenti, in these cassations, and so forth. Never did he use F-sharp minor. Hope all of you had a pleasant moment or two, at least, this week. Mignon McLaughlin says, "No one really listens to anyone else, and if you try it for a while, you'll see why." Oh my goodness, does that mean you are not listening to me? All these great quotes are going to waste? Let's listen to Rex Ahan, a young pianist whom I've had on the program several times. Some Bach, Liszt, Moszkowski. She's a subtle musician with a brilliant technical equipment. And this time, not from her recording, but a live performance of a wonderful Haydn sonata in E major, quite unknown. And we will hear all three movements. Here is the pianist Rex Ahan in Haydn's E major sonata. Thank you. And that was Rexa Hahn in the Haydn Sonata in E major, and the performance had, much sparkle, and it was full of, as they call it, vim and vigor. Or is it vim and vinegar? I don't know, but I know that it was great. Yeah, it's not on her recording. It's a live performance, but you could get her recording. It's called A Tribute to the Piano. Haydn is still such a practically unknown composer. 1,400 works, he wrote. As Martin Luther King so well said, people fail to get along because they fear each other. They fear each other because they don't know each other. They don't know each other because they have not communicated with each other. I'm David Dubal, and I'd like to communicate with you through the piano. Two performances coming up of Liszt's, it's one of the smaller Hungarian rhapsodies, number 11. And first to the piano is Shura Cherkassky from around 1945.
Thank you.
11th Rhapsody by Franz Liszt, sure, Tchaikovsky playing, and always playing wonderfully, sometimes so wonderfully that it's hard to believe. In this case, he was fine, but less than par. I'm going to listen to a performance by William Capell from the last year of his life in 1953. I don't think this is the recording, but this is a live performance, and I'm really interested. Thank you. Yes, that definitely was not the recording that Capel made of the 11th Rhapsody, which has a little more refinement in it, but this had more excitement and more derring do. And I want to thank Koji Atwood, my former assistant at Juilliard, who is a great pianist, and you'll be hearing him. You've heard him. You'll be hearing him soon, for letting me have that. And we're going to now continue the list, and the second of the Transcendental Etudes is our next choice. You know, of these etudes, it's really one of the great cycles of music, and they're most effective when we hear them all at once in concert. It's about 65, 70 minutes. But few can play them all very well. Some can play them well, but not very well. And very seldom can everyone play them on the first level. Lina Raman, his first biographer, called them studies in spiritual technique. I understand that. Let's listen to Ashkenazi, who recorded 7 of the 12 in number 2, which has no title. The second of the Transcendental Etudes in A minor, most of them except number 2 and number 10 have titles. This certainly is inspired from the devilish Paganini, and Ashkenazi was in great pianistic shape, as you have heard, a real dervish of a performance. Lately I have been featuring Franz Kleidat, unknown in America. She must now be over 90. I hope she's well. I discovered her long ago and just lost track of the LPs. And then Robert Tannucci, my great friend, sent all 10 of them to me. So we've been listening to some of them. Here is number 2 with Franz Kleidat. Thank you. Oh my goodness, the A minor second transcendental etude in the hands of Franz Clidat, C-L-I-D-A-T, French pianist. These were made in the late 60s, and it's more daring and madcap even than the great Ashkenazis. More prankish in spots, the bass is dry as dry is. This woman is a miracle of the central nervous system. Mary Parker Follett says this: "We have thought of peace as the passive thing and war as the active way of living. The opposite is true. War is not the most strenuous life. It is a kind of rest cure compared to the big task of reconciling our differences." I think it was last week or two that I had three charity etudes on for you, and we're going to continue that little survey from the Art of Finger Dexterity, Opus 740. So we had David Alan Weir in two of them, number 3 and 7, from that high opus. Thank you. Well, that was pretty, pretty good. But the best performance of the number three, in my feeling, is by the late Raymond Lewenthal. That was David Alan Wuhr working his fingers to the bone in Czerny's Etude number three and number seven. I just like those pieces. They seem to be like, you know, fresh soda water. This is The Piano Matters. It's a program, of course, on, about, and for the glorious literature of the piano and its very hard-working pianists. Those Czerny Etudes took many, many hours. Let's have the great organ fuga from Bach's C major toccata, adagio, and fugue. It's for organ, and we do not have an organ here, but we do have an arrangement by Busoni, and the performance is by the great Horowitz. It was the first piece that Vladimir performed at his comeback Carnegie Hall recital in May of 1965 after 12 years of retirement. Glad you're back, Volodya. Thank you. Well, that was a fabulous performance, as you heard, of the fugue from the Adagio, Toccata, Adagio, and Fugue by Bach in the Busoni arrangement and played by Horowitz. Well, we're going to continue with Horowitz. I know that last week when I had played those charity etudes, Robert Preston, wonderful pianist that he is, emailed me and he said, oh, if I could hear even just a bit of the La Ricordanza by Charity in the fingers of Horowitz, I would be happy today. So now I'm going to be happy for you now, Bob, and I hope today you can be happy. Here is the final variations of La Ricordanza by Czerny, an opera by a forgotten fellow by the name of Rode, the player, Volodya Horowitz. Last variation of La Ricordanza by Czerny. Czerny wrote 347 paraphrases alone on different marches, operas, and so forth. And with Horowitz, that exquisite pre-romantic taste that he has. I hope you've enjoyed the Piano Matters. I have liked very much bringing it to you. Let's turn to Gracián. Don't flaunt your good fortune, he said 400 years ago. It is more offensive to take excessive pride in your high office than in yourself. Don't play the great man. It is odious. And don't be proud of being envied. Keep only what the occupation requires, what you need to fulfill your obligations. Even a king ought to be venerated more because of his person than because of his pomp and circumstance. This is David Dubal. Thank you for listening. The Piano Matters is produced at the studios of WWFM, the Classical Network. The associate producer and engineer is Rachel Katz. For a complete playlist, log on to wwfm.org and click on Playlists. The Piano Matters is made possible in part by the support of the listener members of the Classical Network.